Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
Support for LAist comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years of Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, with over 200 films May 1st through 10th. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report. The deadly earthquake in Taiwan may have you wondering about the safety of buildings here in quake-prone Southern California. 1 year in, LA's tax on high-value property sales is generating some green to keep at-risk tenants housed.
11,000 Angelenos have been helped to stay in their housing because of that rental assistance.
And Monday's solar eclipse has been a boon for businesses in the path of totality. Good morning. It's Thursday, April 4th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Rescuers in Taiwan are searching for dozens of people still missing a day after that country's strongest earthquake in a quarter century killed at least 10 people. Multiple buildings collapsed in the magnitude 7.4 quake. And since we could see something of similar size in Southern California, we asked LAist science reporter Jacob Margolis if our risk is comparable.
Absolutely it is. The buildings of concern found in both Taiwan and in LA are brittle concrete buildings and soft story buildings, which, if you're unfamiliar, are multi-story structures with open ground floors for shops or parking. Basically, the buildings lack the support necessary to reliably make it through strong shaking. Both Taiwan and LA have retrofit programs ongoing, but here, 4,000 of our buildings still need to be fixed. And until they are, don't be surprised if some collapse in a quake. I'm Jacob Margolis.
It's been 1 year now since the city of Los Angeles started collecting the so-called mansion tax. That's the voter-approved tax on sales of high-priced real estate, including apartment buildings. LAist housing reporter David Wagner looks at the impact so far.
Measure ULA raised $215 million in its first year, a lot less than initial projections. Still, proponents like Joe Donlan with the United to House LA Coalition say the tax is already supporting hundreds of new affordable apartments and giving people rent relief.
11,000 Angelenos have been helped to stay in their housing because of that rental assistance.
The downside? Some housing policy researchers say the tax could be deterring new apartment construction in a city with a severe shortage of affordable housing. For LAist 89.3, I'm David Wagner.
Another storm is heading our way. The National Weather Service says most areas are expected to get less than half an inch of rain later today through tomorrow. Mountain and foothill areas could see up to an inch. There's also a chance of thunderstorms. It is a cold storm, so temperatures are dropping. Spring weather should return by Monday in time for the solar eclipse. People from all across the country are flocking to a dozen states hoping to view the eclipse in totality. LAist reporter McKenna Sievertson has more.
Hotels are booked up, flights have skyrocketed, and that's not even adding in all the different merch you can pick up. Michael Zeiler is a cartographer with the Great American Eclipse. He says there was a lot of excitement for the last one 7 years ago, but there's even more now.
The main difference in 2024 is that the eclipse path is covering many more people, roughly triple the population as it did in 2017.
Plus, Zeiler says the path is close to many major East Coast cities, where people will be funneling through in search of the very best views. I'm McKenna Sievertson.
It'll be a partial eclipse here in Southern California, peaking at around 11:13 Monday morning. You can read about safe ways to view it online at LAist.com. Shohei Ohtani hit his first home run for the Dodgers last night in the final game of the series against the San Francisco Giants. We're told the ball soared at a speed of over 100 miles an hour and landed 430 feet from home plate. Dodgers catcher Will Smith said it was a huge plus for the team.
Yeah, that was cool. That put us up 2 in the ballgame instead of 1. So that was a big point in the ballgame. So I'm glad, just for him, that's probably a little relief off his shoulders getting the first one.
Ohtani confirmed that he was in fact relieved to make his first homer for his new team, though he said his swing wasn't all that great. The Dodgers completed a three-game sweep of the Giants with last night's 5-4 victory. Learning is easier on a full stomach. Coming up, find out how a local nonprofit group is trying to help feed community college students in need.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Support comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years showcasing Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, featuring over 200 works ranging from narrative film, documentary films, photo exhibits, and new media. VC Film Fest honors our beloved elder cultural workers, linking them to present and emerging artists to empower communities and challenge perspectives. May 1st through 10th in Little Tokyo and in Long Beach. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
Back now to the LA Report. Los Angeles city officials have announced the launch of a long-awaited pilot program that will send mental health professionals to some 911 calls instead of police. The news comes several years after city leaders promised to develop an unarmed crisis response program following the murder of George Floyd and the local uprisings that ensued. City Councilmember Monica Rodriguez chairs the council's Public Safety Committee.
Because we recognize the need for the city of Los Angeles to provide a response in moments of crisis that don't often require those armed with a gun.
Rodriguez said that the city could no longer wait on the county of Los Angeles to fully build out its unarmed response efforts. Since launching last month, the teams have responded to more than 300 emergency calls that might otherwise have gone to police first. Nearly half of California's community college students say they struggle to pay for food. LAist Community College's reporter Cassandra Nava says that one local nonprofit is trying to help.
When Carla Narajanian was a student at Santa Monica College, he couldn't afford to pay for a grilled cheese sandwich. That experience led him to create Student Lunchbox 5 years ago. Today, the group organizes pop-up food distributions at local community colleges. And each month, they feed about 4,500 students and people by serving fresh produce, meat, dairy, and grains. Narajanian used to source everything himself by rescuing food waste from grocery stores, but now they get donations from across LA, including places like Whole Foods and Sprouts. I'm Cassandra Nava.
Ahead of the storm, it'll be drizzly and windy with high temperatures in the Los Angeles area in the low 60s. Our high and low deserts will be sunnier and brighter. Low desert highs will be in the low 80s. For listening to the LA Report. You can read more news at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. The AM edition is hosted and produced by me, Suzanne Whatley, with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Federico Garcia Rodriguez. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.